It all began with a bet in the pub, as so many things do. Emmanuel Hodder boasted to his friends that he could get a wine bottle opener with cork attached into an empty wine bottle sitting on the table in front of them. He was on for a crate of beer, and that very evening he went to work on what seemed an impossible task. After several days of nerve-wracking work, he had won his crate of beer, and he was hooked. He now collects bottles of all shapes and sizes and fills them with different objects: a camera, a watch, a model of the Eiffel Tower, a fire engine, or a hockey goalie with a goalpost behind him. All his models are original and one of a kind, and take many long hours to make, since there are no tricks involved. All his interiors are gradually dismantled and painstakingly put back together again with the help of glue and long tweezers. Right now, he's in the process of making a birthday gift for his grown son, a model of his home inside a bottle. But his most prized piece of all is a bottle containing the Beatles in concert. People driving through the town of Bohdalov often stop and stare at one of the town's biggest curiosities, a leaning chimney stack on an old brick factory. The chimney leans precariously to one side, and many a motorist has gone to the mayor's office to point out the danger. The mayor is unfazed, saying the chimney stack has looked that way ever since he moved to Bohdalov 25 years ago and presents no danger to anyone since the site is abandoned. If Pisa can have its leaning tower and Prague its dancing house, why shouldn't we have a leaning chimney stack, he jokes. The chimney belongs to Bohumil Christian, a one-time European champion in autocross, who says he wants to maintain his family legacy and will make sure the leaning chimney gets adequate support to prevent it leaning any further or presenting a health hazard. The factory was built by his grandfather in the years of the First Republic, but the time when the building industry was booming was cut short, first by the war and later by the communist regime, which promptly confiscated the property. The family got it back in 1991, and the old factory has been standing there as a sad reminder of what might have been. Firefighters get called to the most bizarre cases. Last week, they saved a 60-year-old man from the town of Chlum from burning to death after he inadvertently set himself on fire. He could have won top prize for the stupidest act of the year. He figured his shoestrings were too long and decided to burn parts of them away with his cigarette lighter. His trousers caught fire and he suffered second-degree burns on 30% of his body. Meanwhile, in the town of Rakovník, the fire brigade was called to pull a camel out of a cesspool where it was wedged in by planks of wood. After double-checking the dubious alarm, firefighters and police arrived at the respective farm and the animal was freed within an hour. Police in Příbram have a nose for thieves. Last week, they stopped a truck on its way out of town, and the powerful fumes coming out of the vehicle made them suspicious. They asked the driver to show them what he was transporting and found it to be a mobile toilet. The man first claimed it was his own, and he used it on longer journeys, but he eventually spilled the beans and told the police exactly where he had stolen it from. The town of Třešť has just opened two new exhibitions which are attracting predominantly its male inhabitants. One is an exhibition of plastic models of military technology from around the world. Boys young and old can admire armed vehicles, tanks, planes, and the like, which are divided into sections representing the American, German, Czech, and former Soviet armies. The other exhibition, which is also proving a big attraction, shows old radio transistors, television sets, and telephones. Among them is the first Czechoslovak television set model made by Tesla in 1953, as well as old cameras and recording devices used by Czech radio and Czech television. And finally, something for film fans. U.S. actor and filmmaker Tim Robbins is to shoot a movie in Prague that will be the first to present the 1989 Velvet Revolution, which toppled communism in Czechoslovakia, to an international audience. Tomáš Krejčí from the Milk and Honey Pictures, the film's co-producer, told journalists this week the film protagonist would be a CIA agent and a female officer of the Czechoslovak Communist Secret Police, the so-called STB, who was assigned to approach the US spy and compromise him. The story takes place against the background of the 1989 events. The screenplay is based on a story by Arthur Phillips from his book Wild East, Stories from the Last Frontier, which focuses on the events before, during, and after the collapse of the communist regime. The whole film is to be shot in Prague and its surroundings in authentic localities, and its final scenes will be shot in Prague's Wenceslas Square. Actors for the main roles are yet to be chosen, and shooting is to start in the spring.